time. But hopefully we'll finish tomorrow night getting in any event. The Abel show's all open. Yeah. It's not hard. It's, I don't know about tomorrow night, but tonight's not hard. Okay, we are on Daf... To Daf Nuna from base. Rabbi Ba, Barim Nuna, and the second line. Rabbi Ba, Barim Nuna, Rabbi Baracho, B'Shem Rav. They both said to Rabbi Meir, he... Our Mishnah, which says that if you had no witnesses, just a guy signed on his own, you had two witnesses, but they hadn't put in the time, the date, or you had one witness and the manuscript of the individual involved. Even Rabbi Meir holds in the previous parak that Kol Mishanami Mabeish Atovach Alchomim Begitin Avlad Mamzer. Anytime you deviate from the prescription of Chazal how to write a get, the kid is a mamzer. Here, Rabbi Meir concedes that these kids are okay. Machom is May Marke, why'd you feel compelled to say this? So I'm a Rabbi Mar, I'm gonna say begin to Amar Ravuna Bashem Rav. Since Ravuna had said name Rav Kohain Pirka, the entire previous parak, with all the psulim which are enumerated there in the get, such as writing the wrong year and stuff like that, Kohain Pirka the Rabbi Meir, we said that the entire parak, Rav it says going to cry Meir. Because Rabbanan say all those getting which are puzzled in the previous parak are kosher really. Chutz, with the exception of Mishina Shmo Ushma, he could change his name, her name, Shem Iro, the name of his city, Shem Iro, and the name of her city. That although the other getting are okay according to Rabbanon, except for those where their names or the names of the city were changed. The Lotis Bermeim are Kaimei Rabbi Dirai Meri. So you shouldn't think that that previous parak, the eighth parak, which is Kassel, the Psulim is Rabbi Meir. And Tinyana, this then next parak, the ninth parak, that discusses all the gin which might be kosher, the Rabbanan is going like the rabbis, then now like Ramir. As I say, that the Rabbi Meir is more Machmir, would be lenient in the three cases enumerated in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef said, begin the Rabbi Shmuel Tarvei and Amrin. Another reason why Rab had to say that our mission is even going to Grand Mir. Since Rabbi Shmuel, Tarvei, and Omri, they both said, hello, Krabi Lezer, those are Krabi Lezer holds, that who are the primary Edom on the get? The Edom on the delivery, on the Mesira, Edom Mesira Karti, not the Edom Chasima, not the signing Edom. So I might throw our mission, which says it's okay if you don't have Edom, is only going to Krabi Lezer, and now like Krabi Meir. Lotis bar meimar acha. Don't ignore that you shouldn't think that way. Okay, tzarch meimar. It says, "Say, do I marry? Do I marry Meir of Greece?" Yes. They don't have to sign.
No.
They don't have to sign. That's why specifically the point. Why in our Mishnah, even though they're. The Mishnah stresses that we need to have the get written in the handwriting of the individual involved. That's kosher without Edom, right? According to Abelezer, you don't even need that. Because according to Abelezer, the Edom is serious sufficient. The Edom witness delivery is sufficient even without regard to who wrote the get. So our mission is going even like Rabbi Meir, and says Edom Chasima card needs signatures. In lieu of that, his handwriting is good enough. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Now, really, we have this halacha. Rabbi Lezer Omer and halacha that Rabbi Lezer says Al Pishen Love Edom, even though there are no witnesses at all on it. El Shnosel of Edom just gave it to her in front of witnesses. Kosher. That's good enough. The Goyim and Chazim Shubanim, and not only that, but on the basis of the get, she can collect from. Her ex-husband's customers who bought from her husband property. The only reason for Rabbi Lezer, the aim so I get is because it's easier to find the Edom later on in order to confirm the fact of the divorce. And even without that, when Maisa, the get is kosher according to Lezer because Rabbi Lezer holds Edom Sira Karti. Rabbi Shmuel Tarvein, I mean, they both said, Rabbi Shmuel said, I love Rabbi Lezer, like we learned immediately before. I love Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yana said, Tiber Chachomim Possel. That's true, but the rabbi said it's possible without Edom. In other words, theoretically, a get without any Edom signed on it is good enough, but the rabbi said, no good. The rabbi said you have to have some Edom signed on it.
this is where you invoke all Mishana?
Excuse me?
This is where you invoke all Mishana?
No, we don't invoke all Mishana.
According to the other
No, no. It looks like it. So I'm shy that if you change the way the rabbis prescribe to write the get, it's no good. It looks like it, but the Gemara's going to, everything will turn out for the best. Okay? No, it doesn't always work that way in Gemara.
Right, that is a fallacy.
Yes, it doesn't always work out for the best. But this will. So it says Gemara, Asu the Kum Rabbi Yochanan, there's a case of Rabbi Yochanan, which came from Rabbi Yochanan, Big Kohenes. And the woman was a co-wife of a Kohen, and she got a divorce without any witnesses signed in it. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say, Bo Mebet Gadot Rabbi Yochanan. He wanted to say to Rabbi Yochanan, the get is with null and void, and therefore she can go back to live with her old husband, or for that matter, any other Kohen, right? Says the Gemara, Kachamu the Rabbi Shmuel Pliga. We hear the Rabbi Shmuel arguing, oh, pleading, and oh, that we basking like Rabbi Elezer. Even a case where Yisroel came in front of him, he learned out of the case of Rabbi Shmuel that the divorce is a good divorce. So in fact, he came to the conclusion that Rabbi Shmuel both basked and Rabbi Lezer ate a Mesir Karate, Taka ate a Mesir Karate. And not just the Chumrah, that should be a get in order to pass for a Kohen, but even the Kula, that it's a get which allows even Israelis to marry. Okay? What? They play argue Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said it's possible. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan said it's possible. But now when Rabbi Shmuel heard say differently, so he deferred to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi on my debate called kosher. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said everybody agrees it's kosher. So it says, well, I can say this for Rabbi Lezer, I'm not kosher. Then we learn Rabbi Lezer's kosher. And the rabbis say it's possible, right? That's what he said before, that it's possible. Now, the truth is the Gemara is a little bit difficult because Rabbi Yochanan already said, we're not paskin like those rabbis. We're paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. So the Koshari Teresor wants to change the gear, so although I'm not sure this is much better, says, it's really Rabbi Shmuel Levi Omer Dibur Kol Kosher full stop. Now for Rabbi Lezmar Kosher and Rabbanan Amrin Kosher, he wants to say that both the rabbis and Rabbi Lezmar say it's kosher. If that's the case, Ma Beinei, this is about Shai Teresol's Girso. So Ma Beinei, what's the difference between the two types of kashers? Rabbi Lezmar is kosher, Rabbanan is kosher. What's the difference between the two types of kosher? So yes. No, the exclusion of Rabbi Meir, right? Mabinei will be the difference, though. Rabbi Lezer Mar Kosher for Governor Chasim Shabbanim. Lezer says, without even with Eidim Asir alone, it's enough to collect from property which had been sold by the husband prior to the divorce. Rabbanan Amrin, Rabbanan said, although, again, Shaitan still changes this to Kosher. Although you can put it into the word apostle as well, but just cuter if you use the word Kosher. So then, Governor Chasim Nechorin. Even though it's a kosher get, but since the Edom are not signed on it, it's not good enough to collect from property which is sold by the husband after the divorce. The reason why that's true is because allows the customers to find out and avoid buying property from this guy is the fact that there was a valid document and there was a call, a voice which came a news would spread about this document. So they're saying that Rabbanan hold that if the Eid and Mesir alone are not sufficient to publicize the document, you need to have Eid Chasima as well. Otherwise, it's not publicized, then the woman cannot collect on the basis of this from and the Chasim Shemani for property sold, only for property which is in the husband's ownership. But again, it's kosher regardless. What?
Only
this thing where Rabbanan place them doesn't appear in the Bavli. Yeah. It's unique unto the Shalmi. Shtayim Shishogu Shtei Gittim. Now this is actually something which we had earlier in the Masechta a long time ago. 40 blot and probably 2 months ago. Shtayim Shishogu Shtei Gittim. To two people who sent two Gittin Shavim. Identical names. Nisarva, they got mixed up, so they don't know whose is whose. No such shteim la'azu, shteim la'azu, you give both of them to each one, right? Viral Devri Mavar Acharmiyam, there we lost one of them, Arashay Batu, the second get is no good because they don't know whose get was whose get, right? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Bokum, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, has a friend of Rabbi Yossi. Kemada Tomer get Echo Possible Shtay Noshim. I don't understand. You can't use the same get twice. You can only use but once, not for two women, right? Last time we saw even as far as which you didn't like, which is that once a get causes Reach a get, it causes Psul Drabon, you can't use it a second time to be a kosher get. Right? That was the Shari Teres Yisrael's interpretation of the Gemara. But be that as it may, he wants to get it used, so he can't use it again, right? So the Kavasa Ushnei Gitim Psulim, so to say the same thing by these two Gitim, that their Psul, it should be Kivish Dei Noshim, as if it's being given to two women, one after another, right? Now, the truth is, it's really the question, as Amir wanted me to say, is that it's, I don't see how it starts. Amar Lei, so he said, V'keni, Ena Chanami. So you're right, it should be possible. Says Mar, what are you talking about? Rabbi Elazar Yossi said back to Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lei Vatzi, that we learned, Shtayim Sheshulchu Shnei Gitim Shovim Yisarvu. If you have two identical Gitim, and they got mixed up, Noisim Lezushnei Mezu. You get both twice. How can you get both twice? You just agreed with me that you can't get the same get twice. So says Mar, no, it's not comparable. Tam on Zukrus Lishma of Zukrus Lishma. In our case, even though it says Tam on, it means our case. In our case, each was written for the right woman. Tarobususha Garma. And each one is only given once. The fact they gave it twice is only because of the technical foul-up with the mixture that they got mixed together. But each was, in fact, only being given as a valid get once. We don't know which one is being given in which case, but each was only being given as a valid get once. However, Bramhacha, but a case where you give the same get twice, right, the same get, what? I mean, the only get. One second. Yeah, so Barah Malka, v'lo zu krus l'shma, v'lo zu krus l'shma. Even neither one of them is the one. I'm missing something here. What? Yeah, no. They're the two cases are like this. One case is our case where you're giving two gittin to each woman because they got mixed together. The other case is a case where you wrote two gittin for your own wife. And you give both. So in that case, we say it's no good. Even though you wrote both getting for your own wife, and you're giving her both, that's no good. Why is that? Because here, there was one get which is definitely written and given lishma. The other get is meaningless. There, you're trying to do brera. You don't know. Each get is like has a backup, which is the second get. And you haven't chosen which get it is. So neither one is considered to be properly lishma. Okay? Bramacha lozek krus lishma with lozek krus lishma. It's neither of them is considered to be properly written lishma. What's the difference? Once you gave it to her, it's become like krus lishma from the first from the time it was written. So the Yushami stops here abruptly. It went on over there in Paragimel Aloch Aleph. But there, actually, we say that's not good enough. Even though when you give a get, I'm still missing something. I thought I had it down pat. One second, let me just look back on that. Yeah, there the Gemara had said, there the Gemara had asked a question and gone on, right? So it said, once you give it to her, whichever one you give first, so that should be considered to be the valid get, right? But, and there it goes on and discusses at some length why it's no good. So, Lemaisa, there, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's got to be give, Lishma from the time it's written. But you can't say, once I give it, it's given retroactively, it's clarified which the get I meant to give was. But rather, that's be clarified from the beginning which the get actually is. And that can't do it on the basis of which get was given first. But there's still something else there. I had on the side of my Gemara there in Or Sameach. And I thought I understood this morning how it fits in, but now I'm not so sure. Now I don't understand anymore. The Or Sameach says that the Yerushalmi and Bavli argue. And the Yerushalmi holds that when you give a get, then the Sina has to be Lishma. You have to give it Lishma. Not just write to get Lishma, you also have to give it Lishma. Whereas, but the Bavli holds all you have to do is write to get Lishma. So the Or Sameach is learning the Sugya. When you give two gittin to each woman because they got mixed up together, so the Nesina is definitely is Lishma. Because each Nesina stands on its own. One of them is a valid giving, the other is a meaningless gesture. Where you give the same, give two gittin to the same woman, both of which are written for her, so neither one is a true Nesina Lishma. Right? Because each one is only like a questionable Nesina. Because you're giving the same thing twice in a row, but and not determining which was the actual valid one. So somehow he puts that to the Gemara over here. And I don't remember exactly how he does it. All right, but I don't want to get stuck on this. Let's go further. The bottom line is, even without that, the Gemara does make sense. Gemara is just making a simple chiluk that when you have two kitten for two women, you can give both to both, and only one is valid, the other is not. That's okay. But if two kitten for one woman, and you give it to her, right? So then, give her both. That can't be good. Okay. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Chamisha shekasvu klal b'toch get. Five people wrote. Five people they piggybacked on a get. Obviously, they're very poor. They couldn't afford their own getting. So five people were included in one get. Ish ploni megarish plonis. Reuven is divorces Leah, Uploni the plonis, and Shimon divorces Rachel, etc. Vedi milamata, the witnesses are the bottom. Kulan kshem. So they're all kosher. This is the economy's get. Vinasi kolachas vachas, you give the get five times to each of the five wives.
If, however, there was specific components of the get which were written for each individual, so each individual couple, lots of witnesses on the bottom, the ones with the witnesses are read kosher. In other words, if there's a tofus, there's specific details for each one, so the one with the details closest to the witnesses, on that we say the witnesses go, not on the rest of the get. Sort of causes big problems. Says what if at the end of any document, not necessarily again, you wrote the end document you threw in, the Adam said regards to Yanko. They wrote down in the get in the document regards to Yanko. Very strange thing. Don't ask me. Okay. But they wrote it with a vav. Means they didn't just sign on the regards, they sign on the whole document, right? However, if they didn't write with a vav, just shani bishlom ploni, without a vav, without the and at the beginning, so in that case, lo chasem el hashem lo shalom bilvad. They didn't only sign on the regards, they didn't sign the actual document. So in this we see, in order to link things, you need a vav. That's okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Now the question is, which lakish? Rish Lakish Amar, now the two ways to read Rish Lakish is the way the Gemara reads about its own, the way the Korban Eder reads it. So I'm going to first read like the Gemara on its own, then I'm going to read like Korban Eder. Rish Lakish Amar, Afilu Amar, even if he said, Shoyalani, without a vav. Rish Lakish Ploini, how somebody's doing, I'm sending regards. Nevertheless, Chazoko Allah Kol Chosam. is the chazak is that the signature goes on all of them. In other words, you don't need the vav achibur. You don't need the connecting vav, the and. Even without that, the Adam sign and the bottom go on the whole get, or the whole star. Now that's how the Quran reads in front of us. Corbinator changes it totally by adding making a slight change. He says Rish Lakish should be Rish Lakish Amar Afilu Amar Vishoel. Even if you put in a vav, Ani Bisholom Ploni Chazok, and nevertheless we say Ala Achro, not Anako, An Achro Chosam. So quite the way we read the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says that the entire get is considered to be one parcel as long as there's a vav. And Reish Lakish comes to Mekel and says it's one parcel even if there isn't a vav. And the signature of the Edom goes on the entire get. The way the Korban Edo learns, no, Reish Lakish is more machmir. You say even if there is a vav, the Edom only considered to be signing on the last part of the get, not on the entire get, if the last part of the get has nothing to do with whatever it says previously in the document. Okay? Now, I don't know how to resolve the question of whether to read like the more rhetorical Rishlah, like Corbinator, from the continuation of the Sugya, you could come to either conclusion. And I'll show you that. Ezu Klosh Rabbi Yochanan. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have witnesses at the bottom of a document and the five couples in the document. How does it work? What makes it all, the witnesses sign all of them? So it says Mar Pasha. If you have each ploni begarishes plonis, ooh ploni l'plonis, and put in that vav achibur, that connecting vav, so in the witness between each couple, so at the end, when the witness is signed, they sign of all of them, not all of them. Ezu Klosh Reish Lakish, what is inclusive according to Reish Lakish that we could say that they all sign all of them? So this is much more like the Korban Edom. They need more according to Reish Lakish in order to unite them all together. How so? Because it says, Ezu Klosh Reish Lakish, Anu Pliny Uplini, it's got to have the two names together, Reuven and Shimon, Megashim, divorce, as Nishosenu, our wives, obviously Plonis and Plonis, Mimokum Ploni from so and so place. So it's not enough to have clause, connection clause, but rather the two clauses have to be meshed together in order to consider the Edom as going on all the clauses of the document. So obviously Reish Lakish holds in order to make the document one large document requires a much greater effort, right? Says Moram Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, Moide Rabbi Yochanan concedes, Shemizker Gerushin Kolachas Vachas, that if you mention the word divorce by each couple independently, so then each couple stands on its own, despite the fact that they're vav achibors, that they're connecting vavs, they're connecting ands. The separate statement of Gerushin overrides. Then you need the rest of the document and the witnesses for each one of the couples mentioned in the document. Rabbi Yochanan's proof is from here. It says, if a person takes a neder, and he says, I'm not going to be nana lezeh korban, ulezeh korban, which you said the word korban, which is, of course, the underlying factor by neder, by each one of the people against whom he took the nedarim. So then, so you can pass the kolachas vachas. You want to be matir neder, you need a separate maheter, separate opening to be matir neder on each one of the nedarim you took. Why? Because the word korban distinguishes between the people included, even if you use the vav. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef, said Masisim, said Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah seems to help Rabbi Yochanan, because it says, if you wrote details of the divorce for each and every one, and the witnesses are on the bottom, the one with which the Edom are read is the kosher one, right? So it sounds like the approved Rabbi Yochanan. Now here it sounds like not like Corbinator from before. They would say, what's Ruth Rabbi Yochanan? That and as opposed to Reish Lakish, the fact that it says that what would separate between them, what would separate between each one, if you had a Tofes and and details for each and every one, right? So it sounds like from this, one second, let's first say. God, how's the right for Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish? Oh, your Kosiv Tov is Kol Achas Ba'achas. What? Sounds like even if you have vavs, it's what our mission sounds like, even if you have vavs, there's a way to, even if you have vavs, there's a way to separate each one of the parts of the document. How do you separate each one of the parts of the document? By having a tofes, by having details for each and every one. Forget it. I'm confused. I was confused. That what I wrote in my Gemara Sheker happens. The that's what Yerushalmi down here. I think usually is one down here. One of the bottom shelves here. I don't know. Oh, actually, it was here before the summer. No, it wouldn't be here now. You have to look in with somebody because I don't know what Dr. Spell did with it. No, and it's partial. It's what the Gemara means to say is that. But the more I mean to say is that, it says over there, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan said at the top, where. Rabbi Zira said, "Name Rabbi Yochanan Shemizkir Geirush and Klachas Vachas Utzorich Tevis Peidim and Klachas Vachas." Rabbi Zira said that if you mention the verb Geirushin on each one, it can separate, even if they're vavs, and that's what we're proving from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if each one had details independently written to the get, even if they're vavs connecting them. Nevertheless, each section of the get is considered to be independent. So we're bringing a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. It's not in his machlokas with Reish Lakish, which is what I understood. But rather, it's coming to bring proof to Rabbi Yochanan's other chiddush, that even if there are vavs, which normally would connect each part of the get and make a one long document, if it says Gerushin on each one, Megureshes, 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 that separates each one, the inclusion of the verb, and that is alluded to our mission, which says if you put in details on each one, it separates each one, despite the fact that their vavs connecting, the act of the separate tofes, the separate details, separates each one out from the other. That's what it's coming to prove. Okay? Says Gemara, Shmuel says, Prato Shrabi Meir. Now, we didn't have these guys here. But in Masechta Shvuos, it says, if you say, Shvuah lo lecha, velo lecha, velo lecha, even though they're vavs, I'm saying Shvuah not to you, not to you, I'm sorry, Shvuah not to you, and not to you, and not to you, so that's considered to be, according to Rabbi Meir, a prat. On each Shvuah, I'm liable independently. klosh Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, since you said ve, right, he added an and, each went to all one long shvua, right? What, and vice versa. Now here's the more fascinating part. Pratosh Rabbi Yehuda, what according to Rabbi Yehuda, what makes a shvus independent? If I said shvua lo lecha, a shvua not to you, then each shvua stands independently, right? But here, Rabbi Meir says it doesn't. Klolos Rabbi Meir. Meir says in that case they all are joined together. Why? Because he says then the lo lecha makes no sense. Each lo lecha has to correlate back to the word shvua. Because otherwise, what does the word lo lecha mean? So therefore, it's all one big shvua. It's amazing. It's counterintuitive. According to Shmuel, if according to Rabbi Meir said shvua lo lecha, vin lo lecha, so then each one is a separate one. Because, one second. Because it's as if you said the word shvua three times, right, happening in the book. But if you said shvua lo lecha, you didn't say and at all, that it's all one big shvua, because each one goes back to the word shvua. So it's like coming out like this as opposed to like this. Yes. Make sense? Put it right, Mayor.
The separation.
It's like a compound, yeah. But it's still Kiddush, though. I mean, normally we wouldn't say that, right? Say, Vav connects. What did you want to say? No, because then, well, it could mean or, but I don't know if that's what the Rebbe Meir is focusing on. Yes, Vav could mean or, but I don't think that's what it means here. He's using it more like a comma over here. Even though Lo Lecha without the Vav, there's where there would be an implicit comma, we're saying doesn't have a comma. That's what we're saying. Okay? So, hey, man. I'm Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Shmuel said name Rabbi Zira. Milei of the Rabbanin. Armin. The words of the rabbis here say, She'ein Pratosh Rabbi Meir. That there's a Prat of Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says is a Prat, meaning V'lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha. Ruth of Vav is not called Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the cloud of Rabbi Yehuda. The Prat of Rabbi Yehuda and the Prat of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Lo Lecha without the Vav, is called Rabbi Meir, is considered to be a cloud for Rabbi Meir. How so? The Ma'ar Rabbi Yehuda Shere Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yehuda said name Rabbi Yanai, as we quoted above, Vishlani Bishlom Ploni. If an individual wrote at the end of his document, and besides everything it says above, I send so-and-so regards, with an and, I send so-and-so regards, so chazoka kol chosam. That's a chazoka, that the signature goes on everything. So we see that the vav can links, doesn't separate, it links, not like Rabbi Meir, right? There's a shalim b'shalim ploini, if it was without a vav, the signature is only on the regards, right? Not on the beginning of the shtar, because that punctuates where there's no vav. So Imo Imerat, if you're going to say Prat Shrabi Meir, that Avichai Meir says is a Prat, meaning V'lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha, is a Klolo Shrabi Yehuda, is a cloud of what? Rabbi Yehuda treats it as a cloud, so that Afilu Amar Shoani Bishlom Ploni, even if you said that Shoani Bishlom Ploni Chazoka Kol Chosam, you should be considered to be signing on everything. Why should be considered to be signing on everything? What? Rabbi Meir's Prat is with a Vav. So you're going to say Rabbi Meir's Prat with a Vav is a cloud coin, Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. Shoel about the book.
So
it's not separate, it's together.
No, it should be together. It should be separate. I think I'm missing the carbon A's fixing. Mama Protoshra Mayor, Kolo Shah Rabuda, Mama Shah Rabuda Sule. Did I get the names backwards? I got it backwards. That's the reason. I got the names backwards. That's what Pnei Moshe makes clear. Ay-vay. Not a good morning, obviously, this morning for me. The way Rabbi Meir holds that Rabbi Meir is the one who holds lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha is a lo, when you don't have a vav, Rabbi Meir holds that that's considered to be distinct. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's considered to be together without a vav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha is punctuation. Rabbi Meir holds it joins everything together. It's the exact opposite of what I said before. Rabbi Meir, that's what Pnei Moshe says. Again, according to Rabbi Meir, vavs connect. Without the vavs, everything is distinct. According to Rabbi Yehuda, vavs are punctuation. They separate. Without the vavs, everything is together. So the thing is like this. We always pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. Yet here, that's not going to work out. Because in that case over here, Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that where he wrote a document, and the end he wrote without a vav, and without a vav, send regards, that the signature is only on the end, that would indicate that the end is separate from the beginning. Yet Rabbi Yehuda holds what would separate is a vav. But there is no vav, everything is one long run-on sentence. So that's the Gemara's question. So says the Gemara, Maikidun, let's turn the page. What's the story? What came up here? Amrios here is, it says, Masdisa Amra Kain. We have another Braisa, which tells us, She'ein Patosh Rabbi Yehuda, klolo shrabi meir. That in fact, that which Rabbi Yehuda says sets things off is not the same thing as that which Rabbi Meir says brings things together. Again, Rabbi Meir said what brings things together is vavs. So we assume the Rabbi Yehuda says that vavs separate things. That is what's not true. The Tzietam alerts over there. Rabbi Meir says, even if you said with an ant, the shvur was on grain, wheat, and barley, and rye or spelt, I'm not sure what kosemes is. Then you chayv on each and every one. Oh, we see Rabbi Meir says no matter what, whether you use a vav or not. Because it says, I feel if you use a vav, they're all distinct, right? So he says, even if you use a vav, they're distinct. So Masir HaMeir holds that certainly if you don't use a vav, they're distinct. It's a shvur each every one independently, right? Leis banash ramar, feel a person doesn't say, even, ela dumoida kadmaisa, unless he concedes that something else is true. Means, not just if you said it without a vav, are they distinct, but if you said it with a vav, they remain distinct as well. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, don't assume that Rabbi Yehuda only, Rabbi Yehuda is the flip side of Rabbi Meir. No, Rabbi Meir holds whether you use the vav or not, no matter what, they're separate and distinct. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Yochanan says here, that if you use a vav, it connects. If you don't use a vav, they're distinct. In other words, the Gemara there wants to say Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are the converse of each other. Rabbi Meir holds that vavs are vavs are distinct, and that and vice versa. If Rabbi Meir holds that separate clauses are connected, then Rabbi Yehuda holds that they are. I'm getting mixed up again. Really should have a board for this one. Rabbi Yehuda said, if Rabbi Meir holds that vavs are that which connect, and yeah, vavs are which connect, and without the vav it's separate. So Rabbi Yehuda should hold that the with the vavs it's separate, and without the vavs it connects, which is a kasha Rabbi Yochanan over here. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not the way to learn the machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds always, whether with above or without above, they're always separate. Kol achas vachas. Rabbi Yehuda holds like me, that with above it connects, without above it's separate. That's how he learns about Chokas Rabbi Meir. Not the ones flipping each other. Rabbi Meir always holds things are separate. Rabbi Yehuda holds it depends on the use of above or not. Says the Gemara, Amrei Chinuchin said, now here the Gemara the changes the gears. Well, let's just go to the gears inside because he says exactly what I just said. Amar Echina, Daidu Rabbi Meir, Beitro Architim Sura Kusmin, with a Vav. Oh, it doesn't. No, you do have to change it. Shmi Beitro Architim Sura Kusmin, with a Vav. Beitro Amar Chita Sura Kusemes. Take out the Vavs. In the second one. When he said, Chitin visorim vikusmin, benchmark chita soira kusemes, klal upratu. Klal uprat means they're distinct, right? Each one is separate. Al daiti the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if omar chitin usorin vikusmin, if used above, klal shembo prat, it's one generalization without any specification, meaning they're all connected. Which is very good, because that's the way we've learned the Rabbi Yochanan. But the Rabbi Yochanan, the bottom line is, what we really have to take away from this Rabbi Meir, when this Rabbi Meir is converse of each other, you say no. According to Rabbi Meir, they're always disconnected, whether you use a vav or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when there's a vav, they're connected. Without a vav, they are disconnected. Okay, that was hard. Halacha Zayin. Shnei Gittin Shekosven Zeh B'Tzad Zeh. You have two Gittin written next to each other in two columns on the same page. Shnei Edim, there are two witnesses, Ivrim, who are, Now, even Meir doesn't mean Jews, but they write in Hebrew. Boy mitachasel etachas said they're signed from one column to the other column. V'shtei edim yevonim, and two Greek witnesses. Now, it doesn't mean Greeks, but it means witnesses signed in Greek. Boy mitachasel etachas there. The side from the other to the other side, from the other side. So, in Hebrew, I don't even know if they wrote in Greek, but they wrote Greek style. In Hebrew, you write Reuven, son of Shimon, right? In Greek, you may write Shimon's son Reuven. Okay, the opposite. So the first name in Hebrew is the son's name, the son of the father. In the Greek, it's the father's son. So and so, okay, father, son. So there, by essence, this get here has two witnesses on the right hand get, right, and it has on the left hand get, it has kosher. The one with which the first witnesses can be read, that has a witness and it's kosher, right. But the second get, the left hand get, the left hand get, yeah, the left. Nah, I goofed. Forget it. What I just said is wrong. The Greek ones are written properly, except they're written in Greek. They're written from left to right as opposed to right to left. So there, but the top get has two witnesses immediately underneath it, right? The next get doesn't have two witnesses underneath it because the two witnesses underneath it are really the father's names. Where if you went down to the second set of two signatures, you'd have the proper names. But you can't get down to them because there's a hefsek, there's an interruption between the get on top and the signatures. Can you picture that at all? Yeah? So that's no good. So saying it is no good. So you have one get going for one signature going from right to left. The next signature going from left to right. Or vice versa, right? Coming from one to the other, they're both possible. Because neither get has two witnesses. Right? Because one has going from right to left, and the other going from left to right. So one has the name over there, one has the name over there. Neither get has two witnesses.
Why did they read English on the first one? It has four witnesses.
No, it doesn't have four. No get here has four witnesses. You have two columns, right? Two columns. And you have two Aiden written like this. And two Aiden written like this. So the names, the proper names of... Yeah, but the proper names are two under this and two under that. So each one has two. Right? Because the Hebrew Aiden sign like this. The English Aiden sign like that. So therefore, each one get has two signatures, not four signatures. Because only the proper name counts as part of the Aedus, not the father's name. Okay? So that's why each one has two, but the second one is possible because its two witnesses are separated by two father's names on top. Okay, so basically, the Gemara comes to the conclusion here as a result of this. If the Edom are distant from the writing by two lines, possible. Because that's what our mission says. If you have two lines in the middle, it's possible. Pulse me kan kosher, less than that, it's kosher.
Now, of course, that's going to be a problem with the end of the Mishnah. Because the end of the Mishnah said if you have one Jew, one Hebrew, one Greek, it's no good. But there's less than two lines between the kosher witnesses. There's only one line between the witnesses. So the Gemara later on is going to say in a cool answer. Says that it's talking about where the witnesses have signatures which go up above the line and below the line. Such as
Shaul, which has a lamed sticking up, Ben Baruch, where the Baruch sticks down. So we're talking about where the witness's name takes up two lines because of the extra height and depth of the name. So that's why that would be considered to be hefsek, even though it's only one line, because it's one line which takes up two lines. But otherwise, with Taka the Shidder, the hefsek of one line is good, hefsek of two lines is not good. Okay? Shira Baba Shem Yochanan said, Chalek Mokom Shnei Shitim Le'inyan Chok, Shnei Shitim Le'inyan Acher, if you have two lines, and they're not talking about the Shtar, Afil Koshu, even if they're talking about something which is similar to the witness's signature, but it's not the witness's signature, nor is it something to do with the get, possible. The get is possible, because we don't know whether they sign on the star or they sign on this gibberish, what it says in these two lines above their signatures, right? I'm not sure it's of my Sisar Makeda, sure it's of our mission says this, because it says, Eidechot Ivri, Eidechot Yavani.
They're both possible because of the interruptions in the middle. Right? Because the witness signs from right to left, vis-a-vis the witness signs to left to right, is it not like something else? Even though it's about Aegis. But since it's not in the same format of Aegis, it's an interruption and it's no good. It's a bit tremendous chiddush, but that's what we're saying. What if you began on the second line? You skip one line only. And then the first witness signed on an angle. So he took up line 2 and 3. And then witness number 2 signed on line 4. That's okay. Okay? Now, this Mishnah, the following Bryce argues in the previous Bryce. It says, how this can the be from the writing? Kadesha and Nikriyamad, as long as they're read together with it, it doesn't matter how many lines there are. So let's see this one long document. Give it a Rebbe. The Shimon Lazar is very machmir. It says, Moli Shiti only got one line, not two lines. Rebbe Dusa, Rebbe Yane Omar, Moli Chasimas Yadayim, the amount that their signature takes up, whether it's large or small, that distance and no more. Basic Sav Masharin, and what says, so how do we reckon that? Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Shabtai says, Moli Chasimas Yideinim, by their own handwriting. Rabbi Avobi Shem Yitzchak Bar Chakula said, Kidei Loch Veloch. No, they give him a little bit more than that, because they give him a lamed up and a chav down, which means even if they write, the one line, which according to this Bryce Apostles, is one line plus two air spaces. One on top and one below. I will come back to that tomorrow night. Oh, let's just do one more line. Rabbi Yerubay, Rabbi Zira, Chasimas Shob and Baruch. Is that like the signature? What about when the signature is Shob and Baruch? Right, Laman up and Chob down? Our Malaysia said, yes, that's the same thing. L'chein Tzvila, Chasimas Yoyzi ben Banoi, Yanai Kashi, Chasimas Shob and Baruch. Even if the guy doesn't have any letters which go above and below the line, like Yossi Ben Yanai, we give him space that is lost between his signature and the document, which is equivalent to as if he did have words going up and below the line, like Shaul Ben Baruch. Okay, we'll stop here. We're already late for Marv. I spoke too soon.